Hello again and welcome to episode 39 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined for yet another week by Bronell and Harv. This week of the podcast, we are going to recap the RSM Classic. We're going to get into the news as always. Then it's the week of the big match, the Thanksgiving match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. We're going to get into that. Bronell has prepared a special top five memorable moments from each of Tiger and Phil. We're going to get our picks for the match. And then, as always, we'll recap our picks for the week and make some picks for the World Cup of Golf coming up this week down under. But before we get started, thanks once again to our sponsor, Player Golf, plyrgolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 15% off your order. RSM Classic, Chucky Three Sticks.
What a name, eh?
There's not a better nickname in golf or possibly all of sports.
I don't think there's a better nickname.
No,
not even even outside of sports. It might be the best nickname ever.
Unbelievable.
Chucky Three Sticks.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to have to do a top five nicknames now.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, we got one.
Yeah. We got number one.
But even just three sticks. Go, I guess. Even three sticks. Anyone who's a third.
Yeah.
Three sticks.
I don't think it works with like Davey Three Sticks.
Yeah.
Davey Love.
Davis Love.
But that is nowhere as good as Chucky Three Sticks.
Yeah, I mean...
Harry Three Sticks?
Yeah.
For Harold?
Harold the Dark Horse.
Yep. He was in there this week.
I don't know what in there, was he?
He was in the tournament, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the tournament. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah, so...
First win in what, 11 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an incredible stat. You got it queued up?
Well, it was 11 years.
11 years? He's like... moved into, he has $30
million
worth of...
$37 million worth of career earnings.
Yeah. $37 million.
20th on the all-time earnings, PGA Tour earnings list.
Yeah.
20th.
Yeah.
Three wins.
Yeah.
Three wins.
Guy grinds.
That is the definition of a grinder.
Putting the old, bringing the lunch pail
lunch
to
pail
work.
To work. Yeah. Putting the hard hat on.
Putting the hard hat on and just grinding it out for 18 years since he's been on tour.
Like, what a career, though.
That's just sitting at a poker table and just waiting for pocket aces all day.
Yeah, just all the time. Yeah.
Just grind. Just,
but guys would
just
kill
play
for that.
In the RSM Classics every year. Yeah.
Top 20s,
like,
building that bank.
You would kill for that, though, to just play that. Like, I would imagine he's 20th. All of the 19 guys in front of him are Hall of Famers.
Absolutely are.
Yeah.
Now, three wins. But $37 million, you're a Hall of Famer.
I'm going to need you to check.
early. Oh, wow. Early.
A bell
how
before?
Many tournaments he played last year?
Chucky Three Sticks. Okay.
Because like, I just have this hunch that he's like a heavy tournament guy.
Oh, you think he's like a 30 guy?
And just
I'm going to say 20.
Cash and checks.
Yeah.
Like taking those $13,000 checks and just totaling them up.
All right.
Those big checks in the back seat of his car.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny though, there was a ton of drama in this tournament because he almost blew it. Webb was looking to win.
Lots of people.
Lots of guys.
Another playoff.
It was a playoff.
I don't think we mentioned the playoff.
No, we haven't yet.
And the way Patrick Rogers got in the playoff.
Yeah.
Shooting 61-62 on the weekend.
Yeah.
17 under on the weekend.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, that's.
And the final score was 19 under.
What a story that would have been if he would have won for his first.
Would have been the largest.
Did he make the cut on the cut line then? Had to be close.
Yeah. Minus two. That was the cut.
Wow.
Made it on a line, and it would have been the largest comeback after 36 holes.
That's crazy. Charles Howell played in 28, so three more
than
the minimum.
Higher than most.
Yeah. 14 in the top. Half of his tournaments were in the top 25. That'll get her done. $2 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he grinded enough to.
Well, yeah.
He throw $2 million in the bank.
Only missed four cuts, so realistically.
Yeah. Look at the year before, 23. Second twice.
He played in more tournaments than almost everyone, if you think about it, because usually even the big guns miss a cut.
He doesn't miss many cuts, no.
He doesn't miss many cuts, and he doesn't make a lot. He's a steady Eddie, $1 to $2 million a year. 2.5.
Yep.
Back in 2011.
Yeah, for 18 years.
Like
he was like the next big thing when he came in, hey?
Well, he was the guy in college golf and then was rookie of the year his first year on tour, and then three wins later here we are in 2018.
Here's a fun fact.
Oh boy.
Fred Funk, Mark Calcavecchia, Scott Verplank, and Michael Weir all have more recent victories than him on tour.
Mike Weir, when did he win?
I don't know.
I saw the stat.
We're fact checking your fact check. This is something else.
Speaking of Mike Weir, we have to apologize.
Yeah, apologize to Mike here. We feel really bad about it, Mike, but
episode 38, bit of a black eye or a blemish on the
huge blunder.
DTG podcast. I would say it's
a black eye, yep.
We did not mention Mike Weir last podcast.
Yep.
I'm going to throw it back on the listeners a little bit here because they never brought it up.
Yeah.
The super fans out there, I would have thought they would catch something like that.
You think they'd be tweeting us like the day after, you know, the day of it came coming out?
Yeah, you kind of feel bad, but at the same time, I don't blame them. They probably get tired of calling us out on all of our misses, but yeah, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just maybe hit up Wikipedia for that?
for Mike Weir's wins?
Yeah.
Well, it's 2003, not his last win. That's when he had all of his wins? 3 wins?
No. Because Howell won...
11 years ago.
11 years ago, so all it has to be...
I don't believe this stat
for Weir one day. Like,
oh, what if we debunked this stat?
Yeah, live on the pod, we're changing
I think Weir won in like 08 or 09 or something like that, didn't he?
I don't know. We're about to find out. Would you like to talk about Jason Gore while I'm searching?
Okay. I'm an insurance salesman. I'm here to play golf this week.
Speaking of guys that aren't really golfing much, but
that guy is a big old rig.
Oh yeah,
he hasn't been.
Couldn't help but cheer for him for sure.
2007 was his last win. That's 11 years ago.
October 21st, though. So it's just
late.
He won the Fry's Electronics Open.
Yeah,
well, that's a big tourney.
Yeah, back in the day.
Changes something this year, didn't
but,
it?
But. Yeah, Chucky Three Sticks. What a guy. How well liked is he on tour?
I mean, broke down, cried. Yeah.
How about his kid crying, too?
Yeah.
That was
pretty impressive.
That brought me to
a little bit of
tears coming out.
Okay.
Question everyone wants to know is Chucky Three Sticks the number one player in the world? Golf ranking?
I mean, he might be number one on your list with that type of longevity.
Hey, remember last week when I picked him?
Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks ago when I picked him.
The DTG bump is a thing. It's a thing. Cooch, Chucky Three Sticks.
Zach Johnson
with a good week.
We called him out last week, and he was T6 this week.
He was right up there.
Yep.
All Sunday. And then, weirdly enough, he like shanked a wedge into the bunker on a par 5 and didn't get up and down.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or something
this
like
is,
that.
This is becoming a thing.
It's a thing for sure.
It's there already.
Hopefully, we got some big things next week. So hopefully, the opposite doesn't happen. Same thing what happened when we had Roger on.
Yeah,
didn't work out. But we'll get to it in the Canadian recap. Roger cashed a check this week.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, before we get to that, can we talk about the rookie of the year already being locked up?
Cam Champ. Yeah, he kind of fizzled on Sunday, but
Hey, there's another DTG bump. I talked about him last week and saying he's not that good. Like, what has he done? He wasn't that good last year.
Fine last week.
But he's
still top 5.
I mean, if he would have won this week, it would have been a little bit different. But besides his win, I understand. I'm saying besides his win, he's got a couple like T25, T38,
a T10, a T15.
Yeah. Nah.
Could and those Golf Channel guys cream themselves anymore?
they were doing a Chris Collinsworth impression. About that guy.
Just filling pant legs.
Just soiled undies.
Yeah. By the end of it, neither guy was wearing socks by the end of it.
Oh, that's the jizz sock.
Yeah. There's like a group one up in the towers. Camera guys.
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous.
It was tough to watch. I mean, to be fair, it's pretty
fun
to watch.
Yeah, he's
doing pretty good.
And just his yardages on some of his clubs.
he hit that 7-iron 221.
Well, they were saying
to a foot.
He had like a 160-yard approach or something. They're like, yeah, he's using one of his wedges here. I'm just not sure which one of them. 160. Just enormous. Oh, and then we can't forget. I know we're breezing through the RSM Classic because it's a big week. We had a lot of news. We got the match.
Touch on the Canadians.
The PGA blank profile, Anders Albertsen.
Yep.
I actually saw...
I didn't
see any shots
of
a person.
They didn't show any shots of him.
No, but they showed a guy. Like, he's got a picture now with his name when you do Stat Tracker.
Okay.
I mean, it just looks like a generic
Isn't there a whole thing on the internet these days about burner accounts? Like, he's just a burner guy.
Yeah. Like, they could have at least tried and gone with a different letter instead of just A. Like,
Anders
the
A.
first
Anderson.
Letter.
Like, yeah.
And fun fact, I Googled him. He does not have a Wikipedia page.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
Google it. Anders Albertsen does not have a Wikipedia page.
Maybe they're PGA secretly onto it. And they're like, we got to get this guy a Wikipedia page or else we're in trouble. Anders Albertsen does not have a Wikipedia page. No.
This is a fake human being. This guy does not exist. That's a generic stock photo that they stuck on his profile.
Yep.
They would have had all sorts of issues if they ever showed a shot of him because it just would have been a blank screen.
How do you play a professional sport without a Wikipedia page?
I'm telling you, it's Brant Steniker's cousin. He looks like Brant Steniker. They just got it off Brant's Facebook, just slapped it on there.
It makes no sense. I mean, good luck, Anders.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I'd love to see him win. He wins a tournament. It's just a floating, hovering trophy.
Oh, speaking of the trophy, that thing is a piece of junk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All these goofy gimmick trophies, and then just the standard. Someone picked it up from the trophy store on the way.
Yeah. Generic tin jug. Yeah. I'd much rather have the keg. And we were given that keg. I don't know if I'd have the cock trophy, but the keg or the chameleon, I'd absolutely take those over this British Open knockoff, whatever you want, PGA Championship knockoff tin.
Yeah, I've been saying for weeks I'd love to have the cock trophy on my mantle.
You have said that quite a few times.
Instead, it's on Cam Champs. He wants Anderson.
Yep.
Yep.
Canadians.
Yep. Canadian recap.
David Hearn had a real good week. I think his kind of highest round was a 69.
Yeah, I think he fell off a little bit. But
he's still top 15.
Yeah, 250. Corey Connors shot 64 on Sunday, I believe.
Yep.
To finish T23.
Launched himself.
Inconsistent.
He's kind of been a friend of the pod for a little while, sort of.
Yeah.
Ben Silverman.
He's going to, maybe a little hint, he might elevate up to real friend of the pod.
Yeah.
T46.
Roger Sloan made the cut. Just
hammered 70 on the number.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think you have to reach out to Roger Sloan because you guys are buddies now.
Yep.
He's a friend of the pod. And like make a friendly bet about drinking Coke. Like if he misses the cut, he has to drink a Coke.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd do that?
I don't know, but I think it's still so weird that he doesn't drink Coke for 7 years. So I don't know.
Maybe like if he's his first top 10, we'll send him a case of Coke and see what his reaction is.
Some bottles, some of those old school
and
ones.
Something that I haven't, that's been really eating me up inside since that one.
Oh boy. Real chap in your ass.
Coca-Cola? Because it eats you up inside.
Well, no. Yeah. I don't care about that. I'm living my life
Pepsi
here.
Doesn't.
I'm living my best life drinking Coke as much as I want. But anyways... When he said he'd throw two bricks in the bag if I got the chance to caddy for him.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that.
We didn't touch on that.
I kind of went over.
Like, wake up sweating.
Losing sleep, eh?
Yeah.
Same with the Bryson thing.
Maybe if that ever happens and you do get to caddy for him, you can throw a little Coke in his water bottle and then when he takes a swing, gotcha. Yeah.
George Costanza, lobster and the eggs. Yeah. Svensson and Hughes both missed the cut.
Yeah,
Hughes sucked.
Had a bad week, yeah.
Yeah, Mac was at
the bottom.
Should we
call him out?
We should.
I think we should get him on.
He had 80 on round two.
Yeah.
With no birdies.
Yeah. You might have to get him on just
two
to
hockey
chat
sticks.
With him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great. Not great. All right. We got to get into the news.
Yep.
Because we got a big. We got
you know
a
we
big
didn't talk about?
Set of.
We got to talk about him. Lucas Glover.
I was gonna say.
Oh, Lucas Glover.
But you picked him, so.
And I said, and I said last week that he's off the couch onto the guest bed.
T11.
He might sleep in his own bed this week.
Still guest bed, but not the pullout couch. Mm. It's an actual guest room bed.
Yeah, well, you got to get T10 to get into the bed.
We're into a little bit of a break here. Well, kind of. There's a small break in the regular action.
Mm-hmm.
He might. Maybe he'll take his wife on a nice holiday.
Well, he cashed some checks, so he's probably in her good graces.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going on a holiday this little break here.
Yeah. In the news.
What do you got?
Couple things.
Couple 10 things.
Couple winners outside of the PGA Tour. Danny Willett.
Yep. One of Shaft.
Turn back the cock.
Real drive.
I said Shaft and all of a sudden cocks are coming out of your mouth.
Wow. Real drive Shaft or whatever. I don't know, it looked like a stick.
It was like
a golden stick.
Wow. You gonna be able to regroup after
that?
That
was a pun intended, actually.
Was that the one in Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won that one.
Yeah.
Abe Anser stayed hot, won the Aussie Open. Pretty good little field,
so
too.
So he's already down there for this week's event.
That's a lot of guys.
A lot of guys are over there for that. There. Yeah, that's a good tournament.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Did you guys see that picture of Ricky Fowler?
Yes. The one
with the kids,
the one that you had to look at five times to realize why he's posted the picture.
I couldn't figure out why he had his shoulders so high. It was like he was trying to look like he was 10.
I don't know. I think he's trying to look taller.
It was so weird to see that picture, because when it first I saw the bag that said Ricky Fowler, I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's like a Ricky Fowler school, and then I found him in the middle of it, standing behind the bag.
JT's comment: What age group are you guys in?
Like the Which kids behind him were so much bigger than him.
Which is funny because JT's what, like
5'9",
2 inches taller than him.
We're talking about this 5'9", 160.
Yeah.
Like Ricky looked like those kids next to Andy Reid in that football video.
Yeah.
What a way to work that in. I'm gonna give you props for working that video in.
That is one of the all-time most hilarious videos.
I mean, it was on twice tonight, so I had to.
So yeah, just to give people, we are taping this immediately following the Chiefs loss, so I'm a little bit on tilt.
Your Chiefs. Yeah.
I'm a little bit on tilt here, but I'm trying to hold it together.
Molinari.
It was just a regular season game.
Yep.
Got it done. Maybe
my man.
Number back to number one in the world.
Well,
he won the race to Dubai.
Win.
No, he's not number one in the world.
He did. I don't know.
Abe Anser might be number one in the world.
You think?
Let's see if you take.
We'll see if he wins the World Cup of Golf this week with a partner who's 700th in the world.
Roberto Diaz.
Fun fact, type in the news. In 2018, there was 11 players who ended 1,000-day droughts for wins. On the PGA Tour.
11 players.
Turn back the clock.
11 times.
Yeah.
I'll read them all out.
Okay. You got them?
Yep.
I know one.
Do you know one?
You know one.
You know one of them, right?
Tiger,
yes. Other one? Phil Mickelson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When he won in Mexico there?
We're going to tie it in.
Over.
Tie in the match.
Just by the plant, hey? By the plant.
When the guy kicked his ball.
Yep.
Three? Matt Kuchar.
Mm-hmm.
Four? Webb Simpson.
Okay.
Five. I don't know who that guy is.
Is that not Gary Woodland?
Gary Woodland, yep.
Yep.
Yes, it is Gary Woodland.
Looks a little slimmer there.
Yep.
Yeah. Six,
sweaty.
Ian Poulter with all the chest bumps.
Yep.
Yep.
Seven, Keegan Bradley.
Yep.
Eight,
over Justin Rowe in the playoff.
Paul Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Casey, right, yes. Wow, this is quite the list.
I picked him to win last
Nine,
year, picks, by the way.
Is that Ted Potter?
You betcha.
Ted Potter, Pebble Beach.
And Kevin Na.
Wow. And then Charles Howell. Wow. That's quite the list. Turn back the clock. 3,000
days.
I mean, 3 years, but some of those are a lot longer than 3 years. But it's crazy. And a lot of them have been recently.
Yeah.
Obviously back-to-back weeks, but interesting. Very interesting.
I like that stat.
And last in the news, Wayne Gretzky's son committed to playing college golf at Pepperdine University.
What a talented family.
Pepperdine, hey?
I don't think it's known for its golf program, but hey,
do you think,
get anything you can get, right?
Yeah.
Do you think DJ being his brother-in-law kind of pushed him in that direction? Because the other one, Trevor, was a baseball player, right?
Correct.
Now this one's just like, hey, you know what? DJ's got her made. I think I'm going to...
What's Paulina's profession?
Professional wife.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
Instagram model, professional
CS-er?
Wife. boy. Anyway, do we want to lastly touch on congratulations to Aria Jurchen...
Aria...
Jurchen Jargonjan?
Jutin... Oh, no.
Why did you write it on there like that?
The LPGA star who swept...
Everything.
She won it all. Yeah. I'll get the name.
All things LPGA.
I think Brooke finished top 10 in that final standings thing. I think she was ninth. Brooke Henderson.
Aria Jutanugarn.
That's right. Yeah. I think you nailed it.
Player of the Year, Rolex Annika Major Award, a couple other moneyless leader.
All kinds of stuff.
And she cashed a $1 million bonus for getting this stuff. Which is kind of crazy considering the race to Dubai is only $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Hmm. And Charles Howell was like more than a million to win a tournament.
1.15.
Yeah. This week.
So congrats to her. We got to wrap the news up because it is Tiger Phil match week.
Yeah.
Time to illegally stream that match.
Oh, actually, we're renting it.
I think I'm going to rent it too. I can't risk it. $20.
Yeah.
Worth it. Yeah. 2 minutes, well worth
it. $7 each.
Yeah, $7. Yeah.
I'll pay six.
Might even do some live commentary. Throw it on the
pod
for next week.
We'll get a few audio clips.
A few clips, for sure.
Have you been to Shadow Creek where they are playing?
I have not been there, no.
Where's that? Nevada?
Vegas, yeah.
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
It would be... I'm really interested to see how much like Hollywood this gets.
It's gonna be, it's all mic'd. Everybody's
it's all
mic'd
up.
Mic'd up too, right?
Yeah.
Caddies, them. So it'll be, I'm curious how much will actually be real. How much will be like stage? Like, are we gonna get a good idea of the actual chatter that goes on between caddy and player? Is it going to be a little bit staged?
What
are they going to have a bunch of graphics?
Everything's scripted for one.
Yeah. Everything
and
is.
Two.
Everything's scripted.
Everything is.
That football game scripted.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And two.
Can't have that team. Can't have the Rams lose.
Like, is it serious? Because, like, are they going to have the mics on for them, like, swearing? Because you can't tell me PGA Tour players don't swear.
Yeah,
after
all the time. Well, it is a pay-per-view event. And there was HBO 24/7, so you'd think that it is going to be uncensored. I don't know how, like, to what point. I'm more concerned with you're following these guys for the entire match because it's pay-per-view. I don't imagine there's going to be a whole ton of commercials, so there's going to be a ton of talking in between, all that stuff. I don't know if I'm going to get bored. I don't know if it's going to go fast.
It's going to be.
Are they going to walk? Are going to have carts?
It's going
to make this fast?
It's going to be constant side bets for charity.
Okay.
Long drives, closest to the pins. Who can hit this approach shot closer from 100 yards?
And because it's for value, like I'd imagine if it gets to three or four up, the guy who's three or four up is going to throw a few holes. Like you would think they're going to try to extend this thing to
they'll
at least 15.
It.
Yeah. 15
Phil will
holes.
Press it for 18 million.
Yeah. They'll play it all out and Phil will press it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about Tiger delivering the death blow in the War of the Words?
Oh, yeah,
oh man.
Good.
Just kill shot.
Just. How are you going to get in Phil's head?
And I've been in, what do you say? I've been in Phil's head for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then he laughs.
That smile. Yeah.
Oh.
Odds to win, Tiger's minus 200, Phil's plus 170.
I thought they'd be more than that.
So would I.
Do you think Tiger's more heavily favored than that?
Yeah, I think I got Tiger at least 4-3.
That's your prediction?
Yeah.
Tiger 4-3?
Yeah.
You going right now?
Yeah, I'll go. Tiger, one up. They're playing
That's the reason why I was like, I don't know if it's 4-3 because Tiger could be four up with four to play and they'll just let Phil
scripted.
Win three.
This is scripted to go 18.
Yeah.
I'm going.
They're not going to have it at a course and not show 18 holes of the course.
Yeah, exactly.
They got shit set up on every hole.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going Phil one up in extra holes.
Oh no, everything's scripted. That's actually a bigger script.
Someone got a hold of the script over here. To make that prediction.
Being in Las Vegas, like Phil's gonna just be wanting to gamble the entire time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Isn't he?
Oh yeah. They're not gonna be.
But it's for charity. Like the side bets are for charity somehow. They gotta put some of their own money in there.
I'm really interested to see how this thing's gonna go.
It's for charity apparently.
Yeah,
so their money goes to charity.
Yeah.
The other guy's charity?
Yes.
Imagine that's all right then.
So they'll be side betting on everything, and it might be Phil ends up losing $40,000 and has to donate it to Tiger's charity.
Yeah.
That's how I think it would work.
Right. Yeah, I'm interested to see how this thing ends. Or even just, like I say, the production value of it all.
Yeah. I just got a couple
tidbits.
They were grouped together 37 times in their lives.
Really?
Only.
And Tiger shot better 27 times.
18-15-4.
Really?
For Tiger.
Hmm.
Is the all-time.
Okay.
2001 Masters, final pairing. That's when Tiger won the Tiger Slam.
Yeah.
He was 68, Phil was 70. 2009 Masters final round, Phil was 67, Tiger was 68. Ryder Cup. A couple pairings there.
They paired the Ryder Cup? They didn't win together, did they?
No.
Didn't think so.
They lost twice in a row the 1 year to, like, Montgomery and Westwood or something.
Stalwarts.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
Top five.
So, in honor of the match coming up, you've prepared top five moments for each guy.
Who do you guys want to go first?
Oh, Phil for sure.
Phil first?
Okay, we'll go Tiger first then.
No, we'll go Phil first.
Who do you think is going to be tough? What list was tougher for you to put together?
The Tiger list was very difficult.
Okay, so we'll go Phil first.
There's four solid honorable mentions for Tiger.
Okay.
Phil first, I'll go five through one and then the on mentions.
Yep.
Okay.
Or you might as well go quickly through the list and then we'll recap or?
Sure. Number five, U.S. Open heartbreaks. I'm not sure that's a good moment for him, but I'm just talking like overall golf moments.
Okay. So you're lumping them together?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So just like his memorable things.
He's finished second at six U.S. Opens. Yeah. So.
That's just an incredible thing to think about.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Okay.
Number four, the 2005 PGA. He wins his second major at Baltusrol. Birdied 18 to win by one. Had that flop from 50 feet to about 2 feet. One wire to wire. Tiger was two back. Just a major. Okay. A major win.
Yep.
Number three, the 2013 British Open at Muirfield.
Okay.
43 years old.
43, yep. Pretty memorable.
Shot 66 on Sunday, what he says is his greatest round of his life, which probably is true.
Okay.
Birdied 17 and 18. Tiger finished five back. Phil started that day five back of the lead, too, and won.
Yeah, but who shit the bed?
Lee Westwood.
That's right.
Yeah. Number two, the 2010 Masters.
Okay.
The shot.
The shot. Which shot? The pine straw.
Yeah.
Harv's favorite shot of all time.
His fluky shot.
His fourth major, his third green jacket.
The pine straw.
Yep. One by three over Westwood. Tiger was five back.
One, it wasn't that hard of a shot.
You go back to
the shot. It's not even going to let you finish.
Two, it was a low hook
it around was not the tree. A low hook.
You know what?
Over water.
It was a regular shot coming off a pine straw, matted down pine straw line that's going to create more spin to hold the green. It wasn't anything.
You know what's funny? They've shown this shot in preparation for this match, like to build it up. The more I see it, the more I agree with you. Like, it was not that
not
crazy
to write
of a
home
shot.
It was in the fourth round. It was the timing.
Oh,
of
I understand
too,
like, of all of that, but it wasn't that hard. It's not like guys can't do that.
Like the shot Bubba Watson hit in the playoff to win his second.
That was better, probably.
That was a better shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
But people would not say that. And I hate Bubba Watson.
That was a hooked pitching wedge, wasn't it?
Yeah, like a 40-yarded hook. But anyway,
boomerang.
Let's get to number one.
Oh, yeah. One more thing about that 2010. That was the tournament after Tiger's scandal. His first tournament back.
Right.
So, finished five back. Bogey-free 67 for Phil on Sunday. And also, that was after his wife got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, right.
So,
everything was scripted.
Everything was scripted for that, yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez. Relentless.
Connect the dots, guys.
Yeah. I got you. I'm connected. They're all connected. I can see the picture perfectly.
Number one, pretty obvious. 2004 Masters. Birdied 18 with the putt.
And the stupid jump.
The jump.
The jump.
Probably the worst celebration
of
in
all
the
time.
History of golf.
Yeah. 2 inches vertical there, three.
With that deep knee bend he did on there too.
And two, like, hands. Two hands. And yeah, like he went out rather than up.
Yeah.
Like, just enough to clear the ground and then both legs flew out and then back down.
Beat Tiger by 11.
Oof.
He went 38-31, birdied five of his last seven to win. And then old Mikey Weir presented him with the green jacket.
Those were the days.
Back to
what a
back
moment.
Lefties.
Yeah.
What a moment.
I was Pete, high on life.
Pete Bronell.
Lefties.
In the spirit of this.
I got some odd mentions.
Okay,
but
let's go.
Oh, boy.
I figured
you've built a rebuttal
I'm
list.
I'm going to try to beat Harv at his own game with my odd mentions.
Okay.
So first of all, one, the 2006 Masters, Tiger putting the jacket on him.
Ultimate FU moment.
Pretty good moment for
him.
Yeah. And then we get into the silly ones, the dance, the commercial. flopping over guys' heads.
These are all
hitting the moving ball this year.
Oh yeah,
two stroke penalty.
No, he's beating you at your own game. I know all of these are on Harv's list.
Yeah,
that might be Harv's number one.
And then the karate kick.
And the karate kick. Yeah, water balls off people's heads.
One, I don't have the karate kick. Two, what was the other ones?
The ball moving,
flopping, hitting the moving ball, the dance.
I don't have the dance, so I'll go through my list. Number five, my favorite Phil Mickelson moments. Getting caught for insider trading. Having to pay back $1 million. Four, you covered it, the stupid double fist celebration. Like, you just looked like a turd. Turkey turd, whatever you mean.
Being caught by...
Three, that stupid commercial.
Like, with the dance?
He just looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Two, ignoring the rules of golf from putting the ball while moving this year and stepping on the tall grass.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, respect the game. Oh, God. Number one, my all-time favorite Phil Mickelson moment, the 2006 U.S. Open.
I got
it. The ultimate blow-up.
Yep. Yeah.
Leading by three with three holes left.
Yep.
Your 2006 U.S. Open champion, Jeff Ogilvy. An honorable mention, just being an all-time Fig Jam guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic Fig Jam.
Not a bad one. Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
That Ogilvy one.
I think I like Harv's better than yours.
That's when he hit driver off 18 with a one-shot lead.
Into the tent.
Into the tent. Hit a tree. Bunker. Made like,
yeah. Didn't get out of the bunker. Yeah. Went bunker to bunker. Yeah. Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Poor Phil.
I had all the U.S. Opens written down here, but we won't need to go through them all.
Well, like all the ones he was second at?
99, Payne beat him.
Oh, yeah.
2002, Tiger at Bethpage.
Yep.
2000... Beat everyone by a lot, didn't he?
No. 2004, Goosen beat him. He three-putted from 8 feet on 17. Tiger, or Phil did.
Which,
at Shinnecock.
Those greens were insane that week.
Shinnecock?
Yeah.
2009, our boy, Lucas Glover, beat him.
Oh, yeah.
Phil missed two short putts.
I think David Duvall.
How can I forget?
Two of the last three holes, he missed, like, putts inside 8 feet.
Last time Lucas Glover had six.
Is that where he met his wife, maybe?
Pray for Lucas.
Might have been where he met her.
2013, he had the lead after 54. Lost to Justin Rose at Marion. Bogeyed three of the last six.
That stupid one with the wicker baskets instead of flags.
Yep. Marion. The one where in the picks, was that the one in the picks where we had Charles and... remember that? When we had the two guys in the final group?
13? Were we that?
I don't know. Do you remember? What was that? What was that U.S. Open where we had Charles and whoever, and they were in the final group and both lost to the... Maybe Rose?
Yeah. I think we had Stenson, maybe.
I can't remember. Like anyway.
Okay, Tiger time?
Tiger time.
Yeah, Tiger time.
Do you have a rebuttal Tiger list?
No, I figured I'd let you rebuttal Tiger since
I didn't make a list, but I mean, if I tell you what, if 97 Masters is on the list, you got a problem.
I might. Should I do the honorable mentions first?
As long as 97 Masters is number one, I cannot disagree with your list.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Number five, winning the 2018 Tour Championship.
Number five. Okay, made the list.
1,876 days.
1,876. Episode, man, I don't know, 30.
Yeah. East Lake. Probably one of the best comebacks in golf history.
Just in general, that's five? One. You're just saying that? Cause
I'm just saying.
Five. Number five.
It was. I'm
number
just five. Talking about
yep.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 11 years. Got emotional.
Like, oh, it was fantastic. Three best, right? Behind Bill Haas and Ben Hogan, but... Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm saying it's number one, so...
Number four. You think...
Yeah, whatever.
I thought you said 97 Masters was your number one.
No, number one.
No, number one coming back.
Okay, yeah.
I don't care about the two accidents.
Yeah, I don't even know why...
Tiger was in an accident, too. He ran into the tree.
Yeah. I had a tough time putting that one in the top five, to be honest.
The Tour Championship?
It's not a major. But because of it being so long in between, I had to put it in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, gotcha. The 2008 U.S. Open victory.
Ooh, that's a tough one not to be higher.
That's number four for me.
Bad knee.
Knee injury, limping around.
Rocco.
Beats Rocco on the 91st hole.
Yep.
Made birdie twice facing elimination down the stretch. Yep. And then pretty Tiger impressive. Missed the rest of the season with a knee injury.
Yep.
And he was also paired with Phil for the first two rounds at that tournament.
Very impressive.
Yep.
Okay.
Number three, the 2000 British Open to complete the career Grand Slam. at St. Andrews.
Became third major of the year.
Became youngest.
Nope, second.
Yeah, became the youngest ever to win all four majors. Set the record at the time for majors at minus 19. Jason Day broke it with minus 20.
Yep.
Won by 8 at the British Open.
Crazy.
Career Grand Slam. I don't know.
Yeah, it's up there. Checks all the boxes.
Number 2, the 2001 Masters, the Tiger Slam.
Mm-hmm. There it
holding
is.
Holding all four in a row. I mean.
Yep.
It's only been done one other time, right?
One other
Hogan
time?
Hogan or
I'm not somebody. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
We should probably there was an asterisk.
There's an asterisk because it was on the same year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. It was crossed over 2 years. Yes. Yeah, he won all four in the exact same year.
There was a war in there or something.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take away from the list, so.
Well,
keep going. Just look it up.
Tiger and Phil were in the final pairing. Tiger won by 2 over David Duval. Phil was third. Tiger needed par to win, and he birdied 18 anyways, just for fun.
Okay. Was it Bobby Jones? No.
I think so.
It sounds right, yep.
Well, it's right here. It's 1930. Bobby Jones had all of them. There's only 3. Is that what? Oh, no.
That's the thing.
US Open, the Open,
and the Amateur.
Yeah, the PGA wasn't there. So.
And neither was the Masters, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Bobby Jones.
Number 1?
Yeah. It's number 1.
97 Masters, man.
I have no argument.
He was 21 years old. He won by 12 friggin' strokes.
What about the 2000 PGA?
In there.
US Open.
Won by 15 shots?
Yeah.
Number 6. Slightly. I should have put that at number 5 over the Tour Championship.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
Like, that was...
I think you just wanted to stay current.
Yeah.
You had to put him in there. You had to give him a little taste of right now.
Yeah.
97 Masters is like... the peak Tiger moment.
Your first major is always going to be your best moment, I think.
I'll have to find it. But
no.
I have a
Phil
book
wins the US
of the
Open,
97
that's his
Masters.
Best moment.
Now, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Or Rory with a green jacket or Spieth with a PGA.
Yeah, like looking back now, you can say for Tiger, it was the best moment.
There's three
but
here.
There's a lot of other guys.
There's three here that could have easily been in there.
These
the 2000, yeah, the 2000 US Open, he won by 15 shots. He was the only guy under par. The two guys in second were like plus 3, and he was minus 12.
Yeah.
just blew
destroyed
them. Yeah. The 2006 British Open after his dad passed away.
Yep. Okay.
Won that tournament. The 2005 Masters, Chris DeMarco playoff. The shot.
Chris DeMarco.
Chris DeMarco.
The shot. The
we
shot.
Don't, you should have just said it a playoff. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The shot. Yeah. I know.
In your life.
In your life. That, I actually, when we were talking about moments, that would be the only other one that I was thinking about being in there, just like for actual moments.
Yes.
Is that chip on 16.
Yeah. And then the sand shot at the Canadian Open is my last honorable mention.
Oh,
that
nice.
Is probably the best shot of all time.
Yeah. What was it? Two iron? No.
Six iron.
Six iron.
From like, to something.
Yeah.
To all back carry. Right pin.
Yeah.
Like it was incredible. Feet. Yeah.
To complete the Triple Crown.
Yep.
US Open, British Open, Canadian Open.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know.
I remember that shot.
Saved the best for last.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. You might have. That shot was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
That rivals the chip on 16 in my mind.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't even know how you hit that. Like, just the proximity, where
you
hit it from,
the,
over the water.
How do you have the stones to even take that line?
I know.
No.
Like,
so cool.
Lots of people could probably have had that shot and probably hit it on the green, or even hit a cut. But he, like, drew it over the water, short side, like, between the pin and the water, landed at 8 feet.
Yeah.
So, what's your list? Did I nail it, or what?
Oh, yeah. I didn't prepare, like, my own rebuttal list. I just was...
But.
My list...
The US Open might be in there.
I was thinking more like shots. So for sure I had the chip on 16. I had 97 Masters. And
there's that one shot in the dark. That one tournament he hit.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. That was, what is that, mountain? I don't know what you're talking about. I was thinking of, when you said shot in the dark, I was thinking of the actual tournament in the dark.
Oh,
like
under the lights? No, it was right at the end of the round.
Yeah.
Harv knows what you're talking about. No one else might not know. But.
I know what you're talking about. What about his first win back from all that at Colonial or whatever, Mirfield Village, when he hit that flop shot.
The Arnold Palmer?
No, the Jack Nicklaus one.
Oh.
The one that Bryson won?
The Memorial.
Oh. I thought it was the Arnold Palmer that he won first time coming back.
I'm not sure.
Oh, a little bone of contention. Anyway, now that we're kind of amped up with these moments, yeah. What are you guys' picks for this thing? Oh, you made yours? Oh, you one up. Picks, oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot. Sorry.
You were 4-3. I'm Tiger 1 up. Romel yeah. is still 19 in holes. Extra
right.
holes.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, I'm too amped up now.
Phil's going to win this thing, man.
You think so? Everything's scripted, Harv.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the perfect script.
That's one.
And Tiger's at the point now. Tiger's at the point now where he doesn't even care. He might let Phil win. And he's definitely letting him because Phil ain't winning on his own. Letting him win.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch though.
It'll be good.
Like I said, the only thing I'm just hoping the production value is good because I'm so nervous that I'm gonna be bored.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous about it. Especially if you're gonna pay $20.
Maybe they'll just have the caddies just like chirping.
Yeah, it's gotta be pretty fun. I'm just hoping they make it enjoyable. Oh, they probably got.
Will be on commentary.
Charles Barkley's on
commentary.
That's
the pregame noise.
Oh, Pat Prez on the pre-show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Charles Barkley's on the actual round though. Yeah.
Hopefully Shaq comes out.
Plus Ernie Johnson's also. Is it a TNT thing?
Yeah, is Kenny Smith there too? Or
I don't know, but Ernie rules. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie's good.
I wonder how many celebrities will be there walking around.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because they got to have like fan interviews or like VIP interviews.
Yeah, they got to have something.
A lot of these guys said they're on, like Rory says, I'm going to watch.
That's just jealousy.
And I love Rory. I'm curious to see the numbers that come out of this because, like I say, it's opening a Pandora's box of pay-per-view events. It could be all kinds of, like if they get enough buys, not necessarily things like golf matches will come out, but all kinds of other shit that, well, they paid to watch two guys play 18 holes of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start charging pay-per-view.
I don't know how many kinds of things. I was thinking like they could do this for golf, but who else would you actually pay $20 for to watch?
That's what I mean. It might not be for golf, but they could have some sort of like
if they have a bunch of buys, they'll be like, we could do this for other people.
Yeah.
Like maybe DJ Brooks they go to or
yeah.
For $5.
Bryson versus a robot.
Michael yeah. Phelps versus Shark.
Exactly.
Ricky versus Cam Smith. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Anyway, we got to get in. We made our picks for this. We got to get into the picks segment.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners out there, I did touch base with our own pro tip specialist, Mike Majette, and he thinks Tiger's winning 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
Beating the wheels off him.
The doors. Flying off.
Yeah. I don't think they're ending that thing that early.
But he also did say that, yeah, he wasn't sure if it could get to that because...
Like a two.
What happens if they win? I wonder if they... That's another thing. If it's the match is over, maybe they play the remaining holes anyway.
For money.
For charity. Yeah. So the match might be over, but they're still going to play it out. That could happen.
That could happen, yeah.
So it's very competitive until the match ends. And then the last few holes are just betting on everything. Which could be what it is. That's
100% happening.
Yeah. Damn it. Yep.
And I took one up.
4-3. This guy took 19 holes.
No, that could still happen.
No, it ain't happening. Anyway, picks recap.
Tiger has been away from the game for a while. So is Phil, though.
Yep.
Okay, picks recap.
Literally the same amount of time.
yeah, they've...
Phil's been playing practice rounds.
Yeah.
All right, Harv picked up another friggin' win this week. He's fifth.
Five.
Oh man,
weren't
even that great.
Get to mine. Start off with mine. Low man. Yes. With a couple of minutes.
Okay, we'll start out with Matty B. He's got Webb Simpson third.
What
a hell
pick.
Of a pick. The
what
first
pick.
In the power range.
Yeah, first power range.
A couple miscuts with Penn and Duffner.
Yeah, they stunk.
54 average.
My DraftKings team too.
Harv edged me by 8. He had a 28 average with Glover 11, Spawn 37, and Garnett 37.
And Spawn is dead to me. I can't stress that enough. That guy was
up there.
I think he was first. Tied for first. Half
one stroke back of first half of the first round.
Yep.
Lucas Glover won this friggin' thing for you, though.
Hell of a pick.
Yeah.
All I hear there is saying hell of a pick.
Well, I had two.
Maybe he's staying. Maybe he's staying at Harv's Airbnb in Florida, and he knew he had a good bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Georgia, but whatever.
Sorry. Theme of the year, I have two good picks and then one loser. Kisner 7, Gaith 23rd, and then Jose De Jesus missed the cut.
JD J-Rod.
36 average.
JD J-Rod.
Never
how
again.
How are the season averages looking?
Harv 28, Matty B 32, Brunell 35.
What were they last year? Like, those are better than last year.
Isn't your thing like season averages all that matters?
No, my thing is picking winners. I still got the only winner.
Okay.
The only winner, and
I forget it changes every
and
week.
And I'm not doubling up picks all year, except for that Bill Haas one because it was a random pick.
And also, the only reason you have a win this year is in a tournament that we picked one guy in.
Yeah, one guy.
And I had a hell of a pick in it.
Hell of a pick, the winner.
I'm going to win this one too with the asterisk.
That's his weak win you're talking about. Oh, I gotcha. Win.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay.
So this week, like I said, we're heading down under.
Yep.
Well, I actually said under. I think I said under. For the World Cup of Golf, teams of two.
Mm-hmm.
What's the format? Ryder Cup style, kind of?
Kind of, but it's not match play. It's just total strokes. Day one and three is best ball, and day two and four is alternate shot. So you just have a regular four rounds. Scores.
Quick rounds.
Yeah.
Well, best ball won't be.
No, but the alternate shot will be. Two balls a foursome.
Yeah.
It'll be quick.
They still take forever, though, with those.
Yeah. A lot of chatter.
So are we doing this one different? Live draft?
Let's do a live draft.
Yeah, so we're doing a little bit different. We're going to live draft. We're going to go two teams?
Three teams,
okay.
It doesn't matter. Like, you could take three off the power rankings if you wanted.
Yep.
Yeah, just three teams.
Yeah, it doesn't affect your season averages or anything, obviously.
So would you prefer...
a weak win if you win.
Would you prefer me just to... Are we just picking... There's 10 teams in the power rankings. Are we just going off of here? Or is someone going to take a wild card?
I might go off the board.
Okay, well, I'll get them all here.
Harv goes first because he won
Harv
last
won the
week.
Week last week.
And I was second.
We're snaking this thing, right?
Yeah.
Snake draft, for sure.
Yep. Sure, whatever.
All right.
Doesn't really matter, but...
With the first overall pick, I will take... Team England.
Your boy.
Tyrrell and Poults.
Your boy Tyrrell.
Tyrrell Hatton and Ian Poulter.
That turkey.
Even though Poulter stunk this past week, dead last, played by himself in the final round and finished in 2 hours.
Yeah, and played really
two
well.
2 hours?
Yeah.
And shot his best round.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Number two, yep.
I guess I got to go with my boys, South Korea.
The finish is a thing.
Byung-Hun An and Siwoo Kim.
Those are your guys.
What are the odds? Teamed up together.
Yep.
All right.
My boys.
So I get to double up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am going to take the home team, the Australians.
Smart.
Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith.
Yep.
That's a powerful team. Number one in the power rankings.
That team's sick.
With
by far the best team in the overall.
I like England. I like England a lot.
I mean, I don't want to take them here, so I'm going to take, with my second pick, I'm going to take Team Denmark.
Defending champions.
Thorbjørn Olesen and Søren Kjelsten.
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Last year's Netherlands.
No.
Yes.
I can't get off this.
I don't think it was.
2016 was Denmark. 2017 was Netherlands.
Harv did his research, remember?
So did I.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is
something else right here.
Yeah.
World Cup of Golf. Where's the winners?
That's the 2018,
bruh. Well, I just want the World Cup of Golf.
Why don't you just go to PGA Tour schedule?
Oh, it's every 2 years. Denmark. Same team, too.
Oh, that's 2016.
Yeah, it's every 2 years.
Oh.
Trick question.
So where did you get Netherlands from?
It was
so
on
we were
the schedule.
Kind of both right.
Like, going back to PGAtour.com.
Oh, you want to go to the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
No, the Netherlands didn't win shit.
So it's back to Brunell for picks here.
Okay.
So I got Denmark, defending champs, according to this. So Brunell, you're up.
I'm going to go with Ireland. Shane Lowry and Paul Dunn.
They were on the list.
Yeah, they're 10 in the ranks, I think.
Yeah, so you went to RSM to Hero World Challenge last year.
Just go to this year's schedule.
What do you mean?
Because
it says the defending champions.
Denmark.
Well, I don't know what the hell I was.
Oh, boy. You're all kinds of messed
Got
up.
Got team.
All right. Now you snaking.
We're retaping this.
We're retaping.
Okay, what?
Cut that out.
Who went?
No, we mentioned Mike Weir this time.
Denmark, and then who?
I took Ireland.
He took Ireland.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry and Paul Dunn. Are you sure you don't want to take India? Lahiri and Gagangeet?
You were going to go Ireland or what?
No, I was going to go Denmark. Go back to the power rankings.
Oh, he's all kinds of messed
up
now.
He loves power rankings.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Power rankings. Yeah, loves the power rankings.
Five.
Oh, this live live draft really backfired.
No, that's going well.
It's still the same thing, right?
Oh, top three. Oh, look at that. U.S. just sitting there for you in this part of the snake draft. Ireland is 10th.
Yep.
China.
Oh.
China. Haotong.
Off the board, too.
China and...
China and...
Taking my fetish away.
China and... Belgium.
Couple off the board. He's really taking it to heart.
Thomas
the
Peters.
Rankings, hey?
Yeah, we got him, hey? We got him good.
Big lead to play with here, guys. You guys can
got him good.
Okay, I'm going with...
I know who I'm taking last. So I'll just...
You gonna take Canada?
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
I was gonna take them. But...
Oh really? Okay, you take them then.
I'm gonna go with. Scotland.
Scotland.
Russell Knox and Martin Laird.
That's a good team.
Ooh.
That's not a sneaky really. Good team. Sneaky good.
Just
make my words.
Yeah. No one's going U.S. Or are you gonna sneak them now? Or are you gonna?
I thought about taking U.S. I'm 100% taking Canada.
Cooch is dead tired.
Oh, traveling like crazy. I like Hadwin. Hadwin and Nick Taylor is a sneaky good team.
That is a good team, yep. Yep.
Why did I think Netherlands?
I don't know. You're not going to sleep tonight. It'll eventually
come up. I have no idea. Thinking soccer or something? Or,
I don't know. It'll eventually come up to you, and then all will be well.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm excited to watch kind of... Obviously, the Tiger thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun to watch.
Phil. It's not just Tiger thing.
Oh, right. Sorry. Phil's in it, too. this is going to be fun. And like I've hinted to, I'm not sure if we're going to do it next week's pod, because we got this recap to do. But probably. We got another... we've bagged ourselves another one.
Yep.
Another big interview coming up soon.
That's two pods away.
We'll see. Yeah, hopefully everyone out there is enjoying the Tiger beatdown on Black Friday.
Yep.
So enjoy, and until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse. Phil's gonna lose! See you next week.